Hello, sir. How are we? I have a pickle.
Yeah.
We have a patient for the one that we just summed up, the caregiver McDaniel. Well, patient McDaniel, caregiver, same last name. She's already an active caregiver working about 30. Let me look at this thing. About 34 hours. Plus the new case that she has now is another 42. So her total would be what? 76? My math, 40, so whatever. Anyways, her rate initially was approved at $14.50, but the plot twist is that her rate was never added to Smartsheet, so she's been getting $12.
Okay.
So what rate can we give her? Because we have to send an email to Tomas to fix the rate, but what rate should we retro it from before to 14?
No, she didn't complain about it for months, right?
Yeah, she hasn't said anything about it.
So why should I do it to her?
Because that's what she was offered.
How long was she working for?
About a little over a month.
No. She didn't say anything.
So should we just keep her at 12 then?
Yeah, she's okay with 12. I'm going to keep her at 12.
Why?
Why not? We'll make money filing on the case.
But what if she notices and then we have to retro her?
How many hours is it?
Right now, well, she was working, I mean, her case now is 42 plus 34. How much is that? 76?
42 and 34 is 76.
Yeah, so she's now currently, now she's going to start working 76 hours. Before, she was approved for 14.50 for the 34 hours.
Okay, let's do it then. I would say, hold on.
She hasn't mentioned it, but I want to put a rate for her on Smartsheet. She's what? She's an employee. She's active.
No, in Philly? Where is it?
She's in Philly.
Hold on a second. I'm going to think something. Hold on. On standby.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. Nope. Open up. 76 hours. That's $12 an hour. We're making a lot of money on this case. So, what I would say is like this. What rate was she offered?
$14.50 for 34.
I can't do that.
No, that I know. I didn't think it was so much. I was like, oh, okay, whatever. When I was looking at the, because I was going to send some out an email to update, like to retro her. I was like, whoa.
How I look. You're making 12. If you want to keep 12 on the other case, that's how to give you 12, 50, 40, whatever, 42 hours, and then I can give you 14.50 for the other 40 hours.
So can we do, okay, so let's do it like that. So that's what I was thinking to begin with, to leave her at 14.50 for that first case, but then how much can we give her for this one?
Hey, how many hours is this overtime. One?
This one's 42.
Oh, 42. Yeah, let me tell you like this. If I keep her at $12 for 42 hours, and then I give her, you said?
She's at $14.50.
$14.50, so it would be a blended rate of, let's say, $13.50.
Hello.
Oh, gosh. Hold on, let me try this again. Okay. So basically, the 70 sales total. Okay, let me see what it'll be at a blended rate. Hold on a second. Give me 1 minute to make some calculations.
No problem.
Let's see. 1 and 2. And then we do it. 44.
Who is this?
You know what? It might just be easier to give her. After we can do 1325, we could up her rate to 1325. You're basically blending the 1450 and the 12 that she was making there. We'll meet her at 1325.
You want me to ask her? She hasn't mentioned it, or you want me to just put it?
You know what? You're saying just put our, the thing is 1425. Oh, that's helping things. You're saying
like she hasn't noticed at all. I just don't want her to notice and then be like, wait a minute.
You know what? I need to tell her to come back to bed. Tell her that for the first 40 something hours, 37 hours, we're going to keep her at 12. And then we're going to give her 1350 for the rest.
Okay, hold on. I need to write this down. So the 1450 that we offered is not going to be on any other cases.
See, the thing is, I do the 1450. You know what? I can do the 1450. Yes. Tell we're going to do the 1450. Hold on a second. Here we go. Hold on. 1450 for the 70 to the 11, 37 hours. Fine. Yeah, we'll lose the 5029. But then, I'm really not losing because of the 12. Fine, give me the 14. Give me the 14.50 on these hours. Okay.
On the first case.
No, on the new one.
Why? The first case is less.
What?
The first case has less hours.
It doesn't matter. Just leave it at that for 12 and give her this for this.
So 14.50 for this one.
Yep.
You don't want to do it the other way around? Can we do 1450 for the first case and 13 for the second one?
Yeah, you can play with it however you want. We'll make you money on it.
Even, but can we do 13 though on the second case?
Instead of 1450?
No. So do 1450 for the first case and then 13 on the second one.
Why would I do
or
that?
Or the other way around, whichever one.
No, what I'm saying is she's okay with 12. Why would I touch that?
She doesn't know she has 12.
So then, look. No, so she doesn't know. She doesn't know. Just tell her we'll give her. The first one I don't want to touch. Meaning what she's
got. That's the one that we have to, that's the one that we offered her for. I think what I was thinking is give her the 1450 for the first case. On her rate, we can put her 1450 just for that case. And then if you want to lower the rate for the new one, then for the new one. But if it was.
But which one is she asking for the higher rate on?
So she's not asking for it at all. That's the thing. When she was first hired, we offered her the 1450 for the first case, which was never put in on HHA. So for that one, she doesn't. That's the one that I'm like, because she's supposed to get 1450 for that one. The second one, nobody spoke to her about a rate, from my understanding.
So if we just put her over at 12, then we're all winning.
So you want to keep her at 12, and then it comes back.
Yeah. If it comes back, then just remember that we spoke and we could give her 112 for one case, 12 for one case, and 14, whatever, 1350 for, or 1450 for the other.
So then don't send any model, just let it be.
Exactly.
Okie dokie then.
Okay.
All right. So.
Wait, one other thing. Regarding, so I sent out, because that smart sheet, I think it's a good smart sheet to have. I just put all the names in there. And we could go through it and see what's going on there. Okay?
Yeah, I was like, ooh. All
right. Now, the next thing, let me just see where those names are that I sent you this morning regarding.
Oh, what's going on with them?
Those four cases from this morning.
I think Erica jumped in on HR for Family First, so she's finished with EEL. Once she was finished with EEL,
that's fine. She hasn't told the story.
Ponder we sent up. Like Daniel is this one that we were just talking about.
Okay, Marcia.
Then, hold on, let me go to my.
If you could just take those four names, put them in the email, in the Slack, respond back with those. Cause I have to let you know about them, okay?
Okay, we'll do now.
Thank you.
No problem.
Oh, looks like Dina just has the name Stillman.
Which one? Oh, Stroma. We found staffing. Thank God.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, bye.